The Alaska Permanent Fund has a nearly 50% chance of losing value in the next decade if it's used to pay for state government, as lawmakers have proposed. That's according to a study presented to the House Finance Committee today by Angela Rodell. She's the chief executive officer of the Alaska Permanent Fund Corporation.
The probability of achieving 6.3%, making all of our distributions, including inflation, is, if you're a glass half full, 52% probability that we will do that. If you're a glass half empty, you have a 48% chance of falling short.
The 6.3% that Rodell mentioned is the annual gains the fund would need to make to cover the state's costs if the legislature adopts Senate Bill 26. A conference committee is considering the bill. Rodell was talking about a study by Connecticut-based investment company Bridgewater. She said the state would lower the risk of losing money if it spent less from the fund. For example, Senate Bill 26 would draw slightly less than 5% of the fund's value from fund earnings every year. But Rodell said drawing less than 4.5% would be safer.
I think this would be intuitive because you're taking less, so you need to earn less to keep those minimum balances going forward.
Rodell also says it's important to the fund's board of trustees that the state government transfer money to the $40 billion principal of the fund that is protected by the state constitution. Without this, the protected value will shrink due to inflation.
To make sure that those future generations of Alaskans get the same benefit that current generations get from that $40 billion, we need to put back some of that gain.
There hasn't been any transfers from fund earnings to cover inflation to the fund's principal in each of the last 3 years. Governor Bill Walker has proposed transferring nearly $1 billion as part of next year's budget. The overall amount of the fund is $64 billion. Of that, $15 billion is in the fund's earning reserve account. An additional $9 billion in earnings are considered part of the principal, but don't have constitutional protections.